It's been 67 million years in the making, but the world's most complete Triceratops skeleton has landed at Melbourne Museum for a monumental exhibition from March 12. You can catch a glimpse of the dinosaur with its enormous frill and three fearsome horns. The name is Horridus, or Horridus, the Triceratops. Tips the scales at more than 1,000 kilos, and it is comprised of 266 bones. Dr. Eric Fitzgerald is the Senior Curator of Vertebrate Paleontology at Museums Victoria. Good morning. Welcome to Breakfast.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to be here.
Explain this journey. How has it ended up here at Melbourne Museum?
So this particular fossil, Triceratops, was discovered in 2014 on private property in Montana in the United States. And after a long period of assessment by myself and my colleagues at Museums Victoria, the decision was made to try and acquire this fossil. So with the help from the Victorian government, we did so. And after a very lengthy process beginning way back in early 2020 and then ensuing through the midst of the pandemic, work's been underway in Canada to extract the bones from the rock, get them ready to be put on display. And finally, it's now here in Melbourne. And we're really excited to show this to everyone in just a couple of months.
How do you go about procuring something like this? It must be an extraordinarily complicated process.
Look, Hamish, it's really quite complicated. Obviously, Museums Victoria had to undertake, in fact, more than a year of due diligence around the legal status of the fossil to ensure, of course, that it was all above board to actually acquire and bring to Australia. And then as part of that, also, there's the scientific assessment. So it's looking at it not only from the perspective of a literally world-class fossil to display to the public, but also assessing its scientific value and how it's going to really develop our understanding of paleontology in general.
Yeah, so what is the argument? Why is this thing necessary in Australia? How does it contribute to our learning and our understanding of science and history?
Yeah, it's a really great question. Look, Triceratops is one of, you know, the big five. In fact, it's in the top two dinosaurs in terms of popularity, name recognition worldwide. And dinosaurs occupy a really important place in science as really one of the, if not the best ways to engage the public, particularly children, in an appreciation and understanding of the natural world and also science as a way of knowing about it. So dinosaurs have this almost legendary status, and we know that from their popularity amongst many Hollywood films, not the least. So this particular Triceratops is the most complete example in terms of numbers of bones preserved and how intact each of those individual bones are ever discovered in the 130 years that we've known about Triceratops. So despite Triceratops being almost a household name worldwide, we know surprisingly little about it. For example, until the discovery of this fossil, we didn't even know how long its tail was, how many individual backbones were in that part of the skeleton. So this fossil gives us those insights. In terms of it coming to Australia, this fossil really is an icon of the very end of an entire era of life, the Mesozoic era and the Cretaceous period, which is a turning point in Earth history. Now, in Australia, we actually don't have a particularly good representation of that particular point in Earth history. So by bringing this fossil from Montana, where there's one of the best windows on that critical moment in the history of our planet, we can present that in vivid, real evidence to people of the changes wrought on our planet by a cataclysm.
And so how do you prepare this for exhibition? I know you were saying it opens in March. What have you got to do between now and then?
So when the fossil first arrived in Melbourne last year, what happened, and late last year, what happened was that we had to go through the process of unpacking, so getting the fossils out of the custom-made crates. The fossil then had to be catalogued. We had to quite literally apply an individual identification number as a part of the State Collection of Victoria on each and every bone and every other part, including chunks of rock that came with the fossil. We then had to photograph it. We've then 3D scanned using surface scanners and also CT scanners, 3D scan every single part of the skeleton. So we have, if you like, a digital avatar or copy of each bone. And then, of course, we had to do a bit more research on it, plan how it was going to be displayed. And right now we're going through the process of putting those bones on their custom-built steel framework that will support, hold up the skeleton on display.
I'm talking to Dr. Eric Fitzgerald, Senior Curator of Vertebrate Paleontology at Museums Victoria. It's 12 minutes to 7. I'd love to ask you about some news overnight in the world of paleontology. Scientists in Britain have uncovered the fossilised remains of a giant 180 million year old ichthyosaur. I think that's the correct pronunciation.
That's it.
Otherwise known as a sea dragon. It's being described as Britain's most significant find. What's so important about it?
Yeah, so Britain is really the home of ichthyosaurs. So ichthyosaurs literally means fish lizard, and they're an totally extinct group of reptiles that has a really controversial position in the evolutionary tree of reptiles. So to stress, they are not dinosaurs, they are not dragons, they're their own thing. And why it's really significant is that, first of all, it's an enormous, nearly complete skeleton. So it's a very, very large example of an ichthyosaur. And in fact, it's the largest one found in the British Isles. But what's really exciting from my perspective about this is that it shows that even in places, Britain, where ichthyosaurs were first discovered and quite became sort of a famous part of popular science, if you like, or popularization of natural history in the 19th century, even there, where we've known about them for hundreds of years, there can be these new discoveries, which are really quite unprecedented, and show us that we still have a long way to go to uncover the deep history of life on Earth, even in places where we think we know it all.
Dr. Eric Fitzgerald, it's been enlightening talking to you this morning. Thank you very much for your time.
It's been a pleasure. Thanks, Hamish.
That's Dr. Eric Fitzgerald from Museums Victoria. And, of course, that exhibition will open, or that display will open, in March of this year.